Apparently, today, the 20th of January, is the most depressing day of the year. Now, we could take that statistic with a pinch of salt because it was devised, the survey was done by a holiday company who might have a little bit of interest in making people feel depressed and wanting to go on holiday. But to comment about this idea of having a depressing day of the year, or even a depressing time of the year, I'm joined by psychology expert Gary Higgins. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Are you depressed?
No, not really.
No.
Just having a joke.
So is it possible that there is a depressing day of the year? Is it possible that, for instance, we hear a lot about SAD, for instance, which is seasonal affective disorder, where people feel depressed because of the time of year?
I'm going to tell you it's impossible to have a depressing day of the year.
Well, we're off to a strong start here. A strong statement.
I'm going to say it's possible for you to be depressed or feel a little bit down on a day in the year, like okay. It would happen to anybody.
Yeah.
But this idea that the 20th of January is the most depressing day of the year is absolute baloney, isn't it?
Baloney?
Baloney. I know you said something else, but I just realised I was on radio.
Be careful there. Careful there, Gary.
But, yeah, so we're meant to look at this day like, you know, lots of the other national awareness days and say, oh, God, today I've got to be depressed because it's national depressed.
But is it a day because we're back into work and it's about 3 weeks in and we're weather's a bit gloomy some of the times in January? Is it that? I mean, are we getting less light and feeling more sad?
Oh.
Oh.
Now you're starting to get me onto subjects where I might get a little bit passionate.
Heated. You're looking a bit heated there, Gary.
Well, all those things. Well, if it was such, as you've just described, the days, and we've had some days in January which are a bit gloomy, mm-hmm. wouldn't we all be depressed?
Possibly,
if
yeah.
those things made us depressed.
Yeah.
Funny you mention SAD, which stands for Seasonal Affective Disorder, and I nearly swore again because this subject makes me quite angry.
Okay.
Because, I
Have
mean...
Have you what, not what, got a blue light lamp then?
hang on. because what a name, what a name. SAD. Mm. What a name. Who came up with that?
Well, they obviously tried very hard to make sure they
made it
with SAD.
Fit. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think what we need to look at is evidence. What's the evidence behind some of these beliefs that we have that things like the weather, the sunlight, things like that make us depressed? Because mm-hmm. the people that I see, and I deal with a lot of people who have depression or anxiety or other issues like phobias, and with depression particularly, it's never about the weather. They believe that things like that make them depressed or
right,
contribute
yeah,
to make
yeah.
them depressed. But it's actually their beliefs about themselves, which I think, you know, I've spoken about many times, that and their thinking styles that cause these feelings. So,
what do you mean by thinking styles?
Thinking styles, right. So let me just go back onto SAD, because if we look at evidence, right,
mm.
and you mentioned the blue light, and lots of people believe that if we have this light, it would alleviate the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. Because their belief is that we don't get enough melatonin production because we don't have enough exposure to sunlight.
Right.
Okay. But there's very little evidence for that.
Okay.
In fact, there's lots of research that's been done, kind of the Tromso study, the stuff that Megan Transfer did, that shows that actually there's no evidence for the fact that lack of sunlight causes seasonal affective disorder. In fact, that if you look at Norway, which has very harsh winters and very little sunlight during the winter, they don't have any higher incidence of SAD than we do here. So
they do have
how
snow,
that
and that
be?
Makes you happy, doesn't it?
Well, they have a lot. They do have snow, but
that makes me happy. Snow.
They also have a lot of grim, dark,
grey
days.
Yeah.
So there's very little evidence that makes you sad, but there's lots of evidence to say that people's thinking and the beliefs they have about themselves can make them feel depressed. So the feelings are real. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is the cause of these feelings is not a lack of sunlight. It is more to do with the beliefs and the way people think that cause
so
those feelings.
So if it's the way people think, presumably they can think differently?
Absolutely. And I see people do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you're depressed and down, and if you listen to a lot of the medical community or the common perceptions and myths that you might see on Facebook or something else, you'll believe that, oh, you're being heretical to start saying that depression can be cured or you can get over it. It's not like talking about someone feeling down. You've got to speak to people in a certain way. What I'm saying to you is actually we need to take control of our own lives. We can take control of our own thinking. I do it all the time with clients. They come in and they have very little belief that they can change anything. They think that, okay, I might have helped other people with depression, but it's probably not going to work for me. But once you get into it and start doing this, it actually does work.
So even people who have been medicated, you know, gone to doctors and got tablets for this because the doctors recognise they're suffering from depression, is that?
Yeah, I mean, so when you talk about myths, there's a lot of common belief that things like chemical imbalance causes depression. There's very little evidence to confirm that. I know that sounds
very
weird.
Very
controversial.
Well,
it depends who you talk to, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But there's very little evidence to say that there's a chemical imbalance causes depression. You know, they believe that a lack of serotonin causes depression, but there's very little evidence for that if you look at it. And if that was the case, how can people who are clinically depressed, on antidepressants, go through a program and actually change their way they think and come off antidepressants?
Right.
You know, so a lot of it is down to a belief system, a very negative attitude, and a brooding kind of thinking style, which causes them to have certain feelings and certain behave in a certain way.
I think we should say you're not advocating anybody coming off their medication.
Absolutely not. And, you know, whenever I see anybody, that's what I do say to them, don't change your medication.
Mm-hmm.
If they come through the program that I go through with them, and they feel, well, look, I'm feeling better. I think I can come off them. Then they need to go back to the doctor and have a consultation, and we can talk about some extra support to do that. But most of a lot of my clients do come off antidepressants once they've gone through a program of retraining the way they think to make them feel happier and feel more in control of their life.
So, in summary, we are saying this is not the most depressing day of the year. There's no such thing.
Absolutely not. You know, I'm not depressed.
I'm not depressed.
You know, there you go. I wouldn't be. I've been interviewed by Leighton Buzz Radio, so it's exciting for me. So how can I be depressed? It's all about taking back control. And a lot of the things that we hear and read and we're told, they make us feel like we haven't got any control. We can't do anything about it. Depression is a thing that happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. Depression is the things that we cause. I know that sounds, it might sound weird to a lot of people, but we cause it by the way we think and we believe and we behave. So, you know, it can be changed and it's changed all the time.
And if anybody wants to get hold of you to have a chat about help with this?
Yeah, the best way is just to give me a call on my mobile, which is 07982 260082, or they can contact me by email, which is info@GaryHiggins.co.uk, and the Gary has two R's in it.
Two R's.
Yes.
So thank you very much for joining Leighton Buzz Radio and for your insights today. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again on another topic another time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and have a marvellous day.
And happy day.